the 434 podcast with The Box. Welcome everybody to another episode of the 434 podcast. Tonight I was going to be by my lonesome, but I have a special guest with me this evening. We're going to call her hashtag VMD, which is hashtag Vanessa of Mass Destruction. So before she says hi, I'm just going to play her requested intro music, and then you'll understand why I say Vanessa of Mass Destruction. Say hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
All right. Why? You need to describe that to the people of why.
Discuss why that is my theme.
Why song. That is your theme. Yep, go ahead.
So, a couple of years ago, I was at
A nightclub.
And I kept moving to get around this guy. And he kept, like, walking in front of me and blocking me.
Mm.
So then I just pushed him and said, "Move, bitch, get out the way." And my friend's like, "You know, that's a ludicrous song." I was like, I like it. So it's just been my theme song since.
It's your jam. Your theme song.
Plus I'm from the ghetto as well.
Welcome to the show, guys. Tonight we are minus the power and the chow. Unfortunately, unavailable, but that's okay because who needs them anyways? No, I'm kidding, guys. What we're going to cover is a few highlights from Raw tonight. I will answer some questions as per usual. And then we've got a new segment called The State of WWE. Generally, we've had a lot of people, a bit of hate for WWE at the moment with the Raw reviews and the ratings and how it's been going down the John as such. So I'm going to highlight a few superstars, and Vanessa and I are going to talk about where we think these guys are going, where they should go, and what do we think will be best for them. So we'll also talk about Vanessa, and she's got a few stories to talk about. She knows a few peeps in the company. Well connected. Met a few superstars, and we'll talk about her love affair with Ambrose a bit later. First off, I'm just going to jump in straight away and say New Day and Sheamus, the opening segment of Raw. I thought that was hilarious. I really, really enjoyed it. You think?
It was very funny.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of New Day, but they really pull it off.
Why no fan of New Day?
I know, they just irritate me. It's like, hey, let's put the three black people together and make a group.
Well, they were going to do the new Nation of Domination at one point, but then they understood the racial undertones and like, yeah, that's probably not going to work. So
they are very funny and very witty. I'll give them that.
Yes. The whole gyrating of Big E is just transfixiating.
And he's gyrating.
Yes. It's amazing. No, he's very, very funny. And then Sheamus decided to get in on the act. He's first time he's in a suit with the authority
very
now.
Very sharp.
Very dapper. He started dancing with the New Day. That was pretty cool. And then he started celebrating and, you know, baby girl, Roman Reigns comes in and takes the title. Sort of like what Ambrose did back in the day with the Intercontinental title they got to WrestleMania. So that was cool. We also talk about Lana's making her return. Now, what's your issue with Lana? You were telling me before that you weren't a big fan. So
No, I like Lana, but I don't understand how with WWE, a lot of their storylines, they have this feud and they hate each other and then they just forget it and then this goes back to the original storyline.
Sort of like Brie Bella, Nikki Bella, that's yeah, okay.
But with some storylines, like with Triple H and Stone Cold, they're like, they remember like things that happened like 10, 20 years ago.
So
it's just really confusing because I want to know what happened between, or before Raw happened.
Yeah. Like,
how do they kiss and make up?
Yeah. So well, I mean, it kind of all got blown out of proportion when the TMZ leaked the stuff about Lana and Rusev being engaged. They had to... Obviously, WWE was pissed off because that was a storyline that was in the works and they kind of stuffed that up. So who knows what will happen now with Lana back and with Rusev's position in the League of Nations, which we'll get to. Hashtag, we'll get to that. Now, tonight, Reigns had a WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. Didn't want to wait to TLC, so I thought, okay, cool. What's going to happen here? The stipulation was that if Reigns lost, then Dean Ambrose and the Usos would lose their opportunity for TLC at the title matches they were in. I like that idea because I actually thought, okay, Reigns is going to win now because they're not going to throw that out completely out the window.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It was something different, I guess, because I was like, oh, maybe Dean might, you know, backtrack, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, they won.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy with that.
Well, they didn't win.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Reigns won by DQ because of an interference. So they still keep their matches. And I'm looking forward to Owens versus Ambrose at the pay-per-view.
I am too.
If it's a TLC match, I will lose my shit because...
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, the last time I saw Owens as Steen, Kevin Steen, in a match was against El Generico. And he packaged pile-drived his head through a ladder. That was so brutal. It was so awesome. But I don't think they'll do that this time, depending if it's a pay-per-view. Who knows? Pay-per-views get a little bit more leeway.
It's in their league anyway.
Exactly. They can do it. Yeah. They'll do
it. It's going to be one of the top matches.
Oh, if not one of the best matches of the year. So fingers crossed we get some bit of brutality.
Yes.
Speaking of brutality, Tommy ECFNW Dreamer made his return. I marked out a bit. I thought it was really cool seeing the old Dreamer back. but for those of well-seasoned fans that like a bit of this and a bit of that, I'm speaking of TNA right now, they would know that they've seen this before. Generally, I think it was Dixie Carter and Bully Ray at the time. They were feuding against the Carter family, and Bully wanted to put Dixie through the table, so he wrote her name on the table, sort of like what we saw with the White family tonight, and each of them had a name on there. And then when the odds got too much for Bully and D-Von came back, then came in Tommy Dreamer. So it was like a rehash sort of thing, but on the bigger mainstream. So hopefully we'll get a bit more brutality. I don't see big Braun Strowman in the match though. I think he's too limp. He's too big to really go through all that. He might take a few big spots, but that's about it. So I'm looking forward to a potential tables match at TLC.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
What did you think about them bringing in Jeremy? Do you think it was a good choice, or should they brought maybe Spike Dudley back, or what do you think?
I mean, I'm a big Tommy Dreamer fan,
mm-hmm.
So I wasn't expecting that. Mm-hmm. I was like just watching, and I was like, oh my god, Tommy Dreamer. So I think they're kind of bringing bit of the Attitude Era back as well.
Is that his normal theme song, or was it a new one? Because I didn't recognise it straight away.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I don't know. Maybe Jim Johnston's retired and has got someone else to do it now for him or something. Who knows? Del Rio Swagger rivalry is kind of getting a bit stale at the moment, and it's only really just started, which is disappointing because I'm liking the new Jack Swagger, and I'm disappointed that Swagger hasn't gotten more of a push than what's been given to him. He kind of got the raw end of the stick when he was World Heavyweight Champion after he won Money in the Bank, and then they had nothing for him. And
it's the curse, isn't it?
It is the curse, exactly. But well, see, the only curse different was that Seth Rollins and CM Punk were the only best cash-ins. I think Daniel Bryan's cash-in was okay, but it wasn't as prominent because then it got killed by the 18-second loss at WrestleMania. So, who knows? Hopefully Swagger gets up there and becomes US champion. I like their little Mexican-USA rivalry, which is pretty cool to see. Not like we haven't seen it before, but...
Yes.
But still, it's interesting. I hope Swagger gets a push. What do you think they should do with Swagger?
Something different, because I'm sick of Americans versus this. So something a bit left field that people are not going to expect, but it's really going to just push him in the front.
Mm. Maybe he can be this psychotic American. He loves his country, but he does anything for him, and he just goes crazy.
Or, you know, he can have a manager.
But who?
Me.
Oh, VMD at it again. Actually, no, that's not a bad idea. If Swagger had a manager as a mouthpiece, I mean, he already had Zeb Coulter back in the day, but who would be the mouthpiece for him, though? That's the hard one to pick.
So someone who's a good speaker.
Yeah, well, the only really good speaker is Heyman, but I don't see Heyman ever pairing up with Swagger. So it needed to be someone from, as you say, like from left field, someone that can actually talk and be a mouthpiece and be, you know, patriotic as such. So that could be a tough one. Interesting, but tough. Very happy with Sasha Banks and getting more ring time, though.
Yeah, she deserves it.
So much deserves it. My
ghetto girl.
She, cousin Snoop Dogg. in the ghetto, she puts on awesome matches, and like from NXT all the way up now, I'm so happy that they're giving her more time. And I think the WWE heard Mick Foley from last week and the week before, which we'll talk to about as well. Hashtag, we'll get to that. Charlotte, did you see Charlotte's little heel move as such?
Yes,
the I little did. Cheat to win the old.
Still my girl, yeah. Fuck
off. Still my girl, pinky swear. Get the fuck out of here.
So, do you see it might be a possible heel turn?
I think Becky so. Lynch? I think
she'll be better.
No, no, no. I don't think Becky Lynch. I think Charlotte. Charlotte will Charlotte turn heel. First. Charlotte needs to turn heel. I think she'd be a better heel than a face because she can't really talk as a face. Her sad sob crying story, over and over again. Her as a face. If she follows her old man. Nate was best as a heel. So, who knows, potentially Charlotte as the heel, Becky face, and then potentially Paige as the Stone Cold, so to speak, of that sort of area. I reckon that might work. So a
heel turn at TLC, maybe?
Potentially yeah. We might see a heel turn. That would be nice. We finished off Raw with the welcoming and the unveiling of the League of Nations, with Sheamus, King Barrett, Alberto Del Rio, and Rusev. Now, we already knew everyone bar Del Rio, they were European Ultra at one point. I'm really interested. I didn't see this sort of coming. What do you think of the League of Nations?
We'll have to see, I guess. Hopefully it doesn't die out before it starts, mm-hmm. But it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a little bit Nexus.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see.
How so Nexus?
Oh, you know, how they always come in and...
Yeah, but that's a typical heel move though, isn't it? Like, you come in and you just go...
Well, DQ as you sort of said, thing. I really didn't see that coming. Mm. But to put them all four together...
Yep.
...will be very interesting. Because it all brings something to the
true.
Table.
That is true. I'm really looking forward to seeing... another faction in the company that isn't just the Authority. I think we've had the Authority for 2-3 years now, or something like that, and we're seeing the same thing over and over again. So a potential new faction such as the guys there, I reckon they'll skyrocket.
Well,
now.
I read somewhere that the reason why they brought the Authority back was because people actually wanted to see the McMahons more on TV and their ratings increased. So that's why they've stuck around, apparently.
Yeah, well, I was listening to the podcast with Stone Cold and Mick Foley earlier today. And from what I was gathering from Mick is that they were saying, well, why not? You know, Triple H is basically the guy that brought up NXT. He's basically built it from the ground up to what it is today. But we're supposed to hate him because he's the leader of the Authority. You got Stephanie, who has got so much charisma, it's not funny, and she can... Great heel as well. But then, you know, the whole Divas Revolution thing, she's supposed to be the chick for that sort of thing, which is a bit bullshit, I reckon. At the end of the day, yeah. She does so well with be a star and all that sort of stuff, and the Connors Cure and whatnot. So we're supposed to really like her. But at the same time, this character she plays, it's really, really hard to kind of hate her. So I think that's why the Authority works, is because of the fact that people still will like watching Triple H and Stephanie. They'll never turn off from them. And they draw enough heat at said time to go back into that heel thing. So that's why it works for them. I just feel that maybe we need another Stone Cold as the anti-Authority, if you get what I mean.
I would love that.
They were saying how back in the day you had Stone Cold versus Eric Bischoff, and that was some awesome television because you'd had the bad guy GM and the good guy GM sort of thing. Mick Foley as the commissioner. That was awesome to watch because he was a fan favourite. I would actually really like to see, as the face of Authority, as a face as such, to I think it was, I was going to say CM Punk, but CM Punk obviously is not going to come back.
No.
There was someone else I was thinking about this morning, and I can't quite remember, but I'll get to it another time. All right, so yeah, basically Monday Night Raw was a lot better than what it was last week. Definitely, it went up a little bit. I don't know how it went with the ratings, but I think it was still subpar.
Yeah.
Around there. I gave it a 6 out of 10, so yeah, it was so-so, but it wasn't horrible. So what did you rate it out of 10?
Probably 5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, we go on to the Twitter and Facebook questions, even though we don't have Twitter. Well, we do, at the Box 434, at the Power 434, and at the Chow 434, but we rarely ever check it because we're a Facebook page. So we've got a few questions from a few people, and tonight I'm going to ask Vanessa first the questions, and we'll have a discussion, and we'll hear her thoughts. So, first question from, who have we got here? We've got Ricardo Reyes. He has asked us, was Alberto De Rio needed in this new stable?
Hi. What's his name again?
Ricardo.
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 Look, he probably could have worked without him.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alberto's just amazing and, you know, he could be his own person. But, yeah, I think it's just a 50-50. It could have, but it couldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to see where WWE are going to take it. Because they could really destroy this or they can make it a really great thing.
I'm on the same par with you on that. I don't think Del Rio was really needed, but it's not going to hurt him either.
I think it was more because he's a very well-known face.
Yeah.
And that was going to give him...
Well-known heel, yeah.
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 That pool.
Mm. But what does it do to the rivalry that he's supposed to be having with Swaggy? You know, is it like a push to the side sort of thing? Yeah, that's the
thing now. They're a group.
It's a little confusing. Mm. So, was he really needed? Probably not. But I'm not going to say no. It's like
a bit of a last minute thing. We're just going to chuck you in there and see how it works.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. We have another favourite of ours, Mr. Metler. Abdu, we can't say his name, but Tyson absolutely loves this guy. He says, who is the worst baby face of all time?
Fuck.
I know Chris's answer straight away. The Power would be like, ugh, fucking Roman Reigns. Straight off the bat.
Yes, Chris doesn't like Roman Reigns.
Oh, no, he never has.
He's probably right.
Yeah.
He's getting worse and worse. And I think he's, very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to get really annoyed with him.
I think the worst baby face is Ryback. Ryback and his... choice. Oh. Although I could have said Cena, but...
Yeah,
but that would cause too much drama. That would cause too much drama. Chris would be sitting here right now and be like, are you fucking kidding me? Cena's the best. And then Ash would probably try and shoot me.
Yeah.
That was Abdu Metler with a good question there. What else do we have? RJ. RJ Ernesto. He has said to us, Miz was one of the finest heels WWE ever had. Do you think that he will get one more push to the top card?
I wouldn't say finest heels. Mm-hmm. He's up there. He has so much potential.
Yeah.
And WWE keep pushing him up and then taking him down, pushing him up. So I think even him, he doesn't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
And he's a very hard worker as well. So I think he's a bit disappointed with the way he's going. I mean, I love Miz TV.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I hope he does. He does deserve it.
He was very underutilized, I think, as champion because the fact that no one actually ever saw him as a champion. And when we had it, it wasn't believable. Like, it's like, we still don't believe that he's champion. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And he won freaking WrestleMania. But he was a side note to the rivalry between Cena and Rock. So, if he gets another push, I'd like to see him with a different side of the Miz.
Do you reckon he'll be out there soon?
No, he'll be there for a while because he does a lot of publicity for him. He's money gold for them basically, and he does the right thing by them. So, You know, he does everything he can to please the company. So if they give him a push, I'd rather see a new side of him, really. Not this whole Hollywood superstar shit. Just give me like a guy that's been pissed off for so long and pissed off at the fans for not recognizing, you know, how talented he is. And just brushing him aside, and you know, big screw you. I'm gonna take the title, and you're not gonna stop me, sort of thing. And then watch him get crushed by Brock Lesnar. So
yeah, I reckon he could be up there with Stone Cold as well.
Mm-hmm.
If they really gave him that push.
Oh, I think that's a bit too high. I think that's a bit too comparing it to Stone Cold.
No, no. If he got the chance, he could be up there. I'm not saying he'd be the same.
Mm. I remember the guy who was supposed to be, who I was thinking about that should be the GM, or general manager, or the guy against authority that's in power. And it's Sting.
Ah, yes.
Sting would be perfect because he doesn't have to wrestle, because last time he obviously got injured, and he could just be the guy in charge. They screwed around with him at TNA when he was in charge. WWE, Trips versus Sting. You know, just on the corporate side of things, that's gold right there. And that gets people more interested because Sting can be there every week, or not every week, but he can be there enough as an authoritative figure to be able to do such things. So that would be sick, in my opinion.
Take note, WWE Creative.
We got one more question. Leo Putra. He's asked us, why has Bray Wyatt not had a title shot yet? He's a talented enough wrestler, and he has a very strong character, and he's good on the mic. Why hasn't he got a shot yet?
Well, don't ask me, because I'm not part of the WWE creative. I'm thinking the same thing. Mm. I don't know. It's just the curse, WWE curse. Like, he was doing so well, and then they've just pulled him right down.
I don't think he needs a title, though. I really don't think he needs a title right now.
Yeah, I mean, he is that good.
But he's that good, like, yeah, he's good on the mic, he's good...
But that's the goal, when you're exactly in WWE, to get a title.
It is, but...
So I'm sure he's been, he's frustrated with that.
I think he's enjoying his gimmick, and I think that's what it is. The gimmick and the new face of fear and all that, that's what's gonna, you know, that's his championship to him, and he really, really enjoys it. So I think if he's gonna have a title run... I would see, the only title we'd really have to go for would be the World Heavyweight Championship. I just don't see him as a realistic competitor as of yet, for what he's got at the moment. If he was by himself and alone, then yeah, different story, because then you'd be carnage all over the WWE with him in charge, sort of thing, as the champ. So, that's just my thought.
Possible storyline. That would be great.
Mm. Thank you.
Do you reckon you'll see him by himself? Or is he always going to be with the Wyatt family?
Eventually he'll be by himself. He will. He needs to branch out on his own eventually. So right now I think it's good for what they're doing, to keep the family together and do all that. But, you know, after the Dudley boys, where do they go from there, really?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
true. Harper and Rowan could go for the tag titles. That's cool. They've done it before. Bray could have a rivalry with anyone from the top. But you don't know. I mean, Cena's supposed to come back soon. He might have the title. That could be potential, Bray Wyatt versus Cena for the title. You know, that they had some good matches, so you never know. Thank you very much, guys, for your chats, your questions. And now we are going to actually talk about the state of the WWE. Brand new segment that we're bringing in. The state of the WWE, as it is at the moment, is quite appalling. They've actually had, most of you would already know, high-quality Hall of Famers such as Mick Foley potentially ready to turn off the television because it's that bad. So what we're going to do is we're going to break it down. We're going to look at certain superstars, who we think, where they are right now, what they're doing, what they have done, and where they could go. So, Vanessa, I'm going to start with you, and we're going to talk about Rusev first.
Rusev.
So, right now, Rusev is in mid-card hell, basically.
With Lana.
Yeah, with Lana. He's pairing at the moment with Sheamus and that. Could potentially be good. But over the last 2 years, he's faced Cena, and he was unstoppable, and he was US champion, and then that kind of... kind of died and he got stuck in that horrible rivalry with Ziggler and Summer and whatnot. Where do you see Rusev's future going?
I think he will get the title.
Mm-hmm.
But
which one? The WWE whatever your title?
Yeah. He will get that eventually, but...
A few years away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he breaks apart from Lana, to be honest. I just don't see them, yeah. I just don't see it.
Well, VMD's at it again, destroying relationships as she goes.
Homewrecker.
God damn. What's the best thing about Rusev? What's the best thing going for him?
He thinks, you know, no one can beat him and...
That he's a Bulgarian brute.
Yeah.
So his strength is his dominance as such.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the worst part? What's holding him back?
WWE.
Everything's holding WWE back, but what do you think they're thinking that's holding him back?
I just don't think they see his potential yet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what I think it is. Hence why I think they put him in the League of Nations, just to see... where he would take it.
Yep.
So we'll see with that.
Because
we might see a totally different side of him. Because it's not just him anymore. It's him and the rest
of the guys. Yeah. The League of Nations. Continuing on with the League of Nations, because we're basically covering three of the guys in that group. Alberto Del Rio. Originally, we first saw him as a heel, came out with this... I'm so Mexican and I'm royalty and I've got Ricardo Rodriguez as my ring announcer driving around in caddies and stuff like that. And, you know, he was interesting because it was a different character. He's a big Mexican character that the WWE didn't have before because we had Guerrero, but then unfortunately he passed and then a few years had gone by and we just had Rey Mysterio as a small little lucha as such. In comes Del Rio, and he's this stocky built guy that could potentially be the face for the Mexican culture. Hence the reason why he won the title back then. He's been WWE champion two or three times now, and he had a sabbatical. Well, he didn't have a sabbatical. He got let go by the company because he had a disagreement as such. We won't go into too much detail.
Slap someone.
Yeah. And spent some time in Lucha Underground. He's come back and he got a massive pop taking the title of Cena at Night of Champions. It was Hell in a Cell, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the two. I can't remember. It was Del Rio's that boring, I don't remember when he won the title. Now Del Rio is having a rivalry with Swagger. It's come out. He's with the League of Nations. Where do you think he goes from here? What do you think the League of Nations does for him?
Nothing, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's just a plus one.
Plus one.
So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do.
Is it just because he's Mexican?
Yeah, probably.
So racist. It's so terrible. God damn. I don't like him with the US title, though. I think just him coming back as a heel, yes, it kind of works.
Yeah,
but I would have preferred him coming back as a face, maybe, to be honest. I think his face run was cut off a little too short. The chance already came back with the whole C. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully, I don't see him with another WWE Heavyweight Championship reign, to be honest.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's going to get there anymore. I think he's going to end up being an enhancement talent.
Yeah.
And he's just going to put over guys. Business. Yep. He'll get paid, he'll do his dues, he'll go home, and he'll live a happy life.
Pretty much.
Easy peasy. On to the next guy. Wade Barrett. Now, we originally know him from the first season of NXT when it was a game show. and then he's come out with the Nexus as the leader. He came through there, faced off against John Cena and got subsequently buried because it was John Cena. Broke off from that and had a rivalry with Randy Orton and a few high-profile stars and... kind of wasn't going anywhere. He lost a fair bit of body fat, so he toned down very, very well. I'm quite impressed with that. Didn't actually recognize him. And then he won the King of the Ring, and we thought, okay, this is the push that he's going to get now. He's the King of the Ring. It's like basically the match you win as King of the Ring before you go on to bigger and better things. Since then, nothing. He lost match after match, was just a gimmick, and that's all the King of the Ring is now. There's nothing behind it. He joined the alliances with Sheamus and the rest of them. Where do I see him going from here? Maybe a tag team championship with Rusev, potentially.
Yeah, that would work. I find him really lost in the group, he's supposed to be a leader. I don't know if that's going to change, but yeah, I don't think the group will really serve him in a sense.
No, I think Barrett needs to branch out on his own, and he needs to become that badass that we've seen from him before, but didn't really get much of it. So I think I don't think he's going to go very, very far. I don't know how the New Day fits in with all of them, but I just think just because they're a heel and they all stood tall at the end of Raw sort of thing, I thought it was quite cool. But yeah, who knows what happens from here. Those three guys, they are really, really good workers. They know their way around the ring. Some of them aren't so great on the mic, except for Barrett. Hopefully things change and turn around for them. Whether it does or not, it's a completely different story because we'll see. The WWE.
Yes.
So you never know what's going to happen. It is, yeah. It's sad. But we've got part two coming out next week. We've got a few bigger stars to talk about next week and their potential. I'll give you a hint. One of them's Ambrose. So we'll talk about all that next week. But now we come to the final part of the show, and we learn a bit about #VMD. So the truth about Vanessa. So give us your spiel. Where did you start watching wrestling? What was your first match? Why do you love it so much?
I started watching it when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And probably my favourite bit was...
So 14 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
26, okay? Yeah.
Just put it out there.
Single.
Oh, God.
You have to be ripped.
Yeah, requirements.
I got no chance.
Favourite...
Go for it.
I'm kidding.
Favorite feud would have been Stone Cold versus Booker T, and they were at the shopping center.
Was that your first match? Your first kind of remembering?
Yeah. I quite enjoyed that.
Yep.
Pretty much gone to all the tours here for the past like six years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Favorite wrestler? Well,
oh, I wonder.
Ambrose and Randy Orton.
Uh huh. Let's talk about Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
And let's talk about your fascination with him. How he's
I wouldn't say fascination.
Well, he is the titty master, as we all know. And there is a... I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to now.
Yeah, that's cool.
There is a certain photo that the Power made up a year or so ago of a certain...
Don't worry.
A certain special guest that we have right now. With half her boobs out, covering them though.
Not right now,
but covering them, and basically it's quite a funny meme. I thought it was funny.
So basically, one boob is out, and the other hand has an ice cream.
Yeah, and she's potentially it's a lot of sexual innuendo. That is for sure. If people want to, we'll put it up later to see how it goes. You actually met Ambrose.
I did.
Tell us about that.
2 years ago in Perth. So pretty much being a groupie,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the airport and didn't get a photo with him. So I took a guess and went to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the right guess. And then I kind of pushed my way through security and a couple of fanboys.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Yeah. I pretty much did that.
Yep.
And then I saw Dean come out of the bus. And I was like, should I say something? And then I just blurted out, Dean. And Dean's like, yeah. And I was like, can I please have a photo? And he looks me up and down and goes, okay. So he comes next to me. I give my camera to one of the guys and they're trying to take the photo. And everyone starts laughing. And he's like really close to my face. Like I can feel him breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to turn around.
Heated, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I'm literally going to start kissing him if I turn.
And that would have got you in a bit of trouble.
Damn it, I should have done it. So I took the photo, looked at the photo, then I realised why everyone was laughing. So pretty much the photo is he's right up and close and he's like sniffing my hair. But I think he was supposed to get my face, but my hair was in the way.
Was he sniffing or did he have his mouth open or he's like trying to bite
you? Yeah, his mouth was open. Oh, maybe he was trying to bite me.
Maybe he was trying to bite the side of your head. It's open to
interpretation.
Who knows? You were quite happy. So.
I was. It was a really good photo.
What was your favourite WrestleMania match?
Oh, far out.
Well, you said you've been to the shows here. Have you ever been to the US? Have you
No, I haven't.
So you haven't been to one over there. Well, since you've been to so many matches, shows here, what was your, in Perth, what was your favourite match that you saw live?
It was probably Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose. Damn you. Cage match.
Was that a few months ago?
No, that was in Melbourne.
That was a few months ago?
Yeah. That was a really good match.
God damn it. I miss Rollins.
I know, have a cry.
I know. I should start playing that song again, but I won't. It's been a long day. the company without Rollins is suffering bad, but this is not about Rollins right now or how I feel about Rollins. This is about you. What else do you like about the WWE? What keeps you coming back to watching it and loving the sport so much?
I've just always loved it as a kid, so I know it's not in a good way at the moment, but they always have little pockets where it gets really good.
Yeah, it gets like the Tommy Dreamer part.
Yeah, Tommy Dreamer, who I have spoken to on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, just little things like that, and it just makes me feel like a little kid again.
Yeah.
Because I'm 26, but you need something that makes you feel like a kid again.
Exactly.
And the hot guys. And the abs.
Oh, God.
Oh, and the rest
of the food. I have abs too, but I just got to draw it on my stomach. Oh,
right.
Yeah. I have one ab. It's just round. So, actually, at the end of the day, you're not going to ever stop watching, are you? No matter how bad it gets.
No, I'm pretty loyal to it. And I enjoy going to the live shows because I find it's better live because you're surrounded by people who love wrestling and the atmosphere is different than watching it on TV.
Mm. Well, considering talking about your favourite match, my favourite match that I saw live, I flew to Melbourne for it as well, and it was Randy Orton and Umaga taking on Jeff Hardy and Triple H.
Oh, wow.
And this was obviously before Umaga passed. And I went there and I got ringside seats. So I was going nuts and everything else. I was hoping it was HBK because that was the time when DX were reformed and stuff. Yeah. So I was pumped up. I had my little DX sign hanging, standing up and everything else. And then they came out. They had their match. I got a few photos. And then I put my hand out to try and high-five Trips. And his hands are like rocks. It was so hard. But then I turned around, grabbed my hand. I was like, I am never washing this hand. It was an awesome moment.
But you've washed the hand.
I have, unfortunately. Yeah. I got home and was like, I really do have to wash this. I really do. I'm not going to get a girlfriend if my hand's completely disgusting like this. Not that I need one. Anyways, basically, that's the show tonight, guys. It's a short and sweet one, but that's Vanessa, short and sweet, so...
That sounds so wrong.
It sounded so wrong, but I just had to...
Then you're going to put the photo up and be like, ugh.
Yeah, she's not really that sweet. She's a...
No.
Yeah, Vanessa of Mass Destruction. Thanks very much, guys, for listening tonight. We hope you had a good time. Tune in next week for more Monday Night Raw and State of the WWE Part 2. Just remember, you listen to the 434 Podcast with the Box. Peace out.